Chapter 4. The Seventh Seal. John the Baptist's journey through the desert culminates in his encounter with Jesus the Lord. There, at the Jordan, at the nadir of the path, the two are confronted with each other. At that moment, the nature-born consciousness is lost, as it were. It is erased from the personality, and the soul, the living soul, the Jesus creation, has taken over the flame of consciousness. The soul lives, and the spirit has entered. The voice of God speaks fully in and through the pupil. The soul human being, while still living in the old Joannine dwelling, is prepared and used for many purposes. Taken up into the chain of the universal brotherhood, he brings the message of Jesus Christ down into the very depths of the realms of the night. Thus, the Joannine human being works in the field of service, serving the great work of liberation that always was and is being undertaken in this world by the Gnosis. The Book of Revelation relates how John the Baptist, John of Patmos, encounters the Other One. At a certain moment, the Other One, the heavenly human being of the chain of the Universal Brotherhood, is standing before the Joannine human being. At that same moment after this confrontation, the young brother is accepted by the Universal Gnosis. From that moment on, therefore, he demonstrates the type of the brother of the Order of the Perfect Ones. Revelation, chapter 1, describes how this newly born worker receives a task. He has to address the seven churches which are in Asia. He has to send letters to the seven churches. These letters warn, admonish, and also console. The brother of the order has to begin by developing a sevenfold activity that is a preparation, as it were, for and of everything that is to come. The concept of Asia has many meanings. For example, Asia is used to indicate all those who still live in the dialectical nature-born body. However, it more especially refers to all those who nevertheless possess an exceptional signature. What is spoken of here is people who can be classified into seven types, i.e., seven types of entities susceptible to the Gnosis. Our book De Gloria Intacta, in the sixth paragraph of the introduction, emphatically states that it is directed at people who have remembrance of the lost sonship and the lost fatherland. These people have an irrepressible urge to investigate. They are searching for light. The seven letters to the seven churches in Asia address all the seven types living in the present field of life. This is a preparation for everything that is to come later in the dialectical world, and for everything that has to happen with respect to the young Gnostic Brotherhood, the brotherhood that is trying to go the path to the eternal fatherland in order to reach its goal. Hence, the Book of Revelation contains the unveiling of everything that has to come and its genesis in those gathered from the seven churches. The revelations begin with the unveiling of a heavenly vision. God, sitting on his throne in all his majesty, is praised by his heavenly host with exultant jubilation. In his hand is the scroll sealed with seven seals. After the publication of De Gloria Intacta, the spiritual school of the Golden Rosy Cross also continued its revelations. In many lessons and in the literature, the school has for many years recorded the glorious goal of the holy future, the great goal of the pilgrimage to the liberating spirit-soul field, and, what is more, has anchored that goal wherever possible in hundreds of pupils. The why and wherefore have been explained in great detail. The scroll sealed with the seven seals was and is being read to them in many ways. But, as you know, reading and listening is not enough. That is only to give direction and to determine the goal. What matters is the goal itself. What matters is the living being of the Golden Rosy Cross, and that is what the breaking of the seven seals refers to. But who dares to open the scroll? What dialectical mortal is capable of doing that? Nobody, surely. Not even the delusion of that is left you. But nobody, no mortal, needs to worry, says the Book of Revelation, for the Son of the Father, the Son of Him who sits on the throne, has the power to liberate you. A tremendously powerful radiation field is thrusting you to realization, and in addition, you are being guided in a liberating sense along every step of the way. The reborn soul which has died in Jesus the Lord and has been resurrected with Him that reborn soul, united with the Spirit, precedes you, eye-centered being on the path of salvation. That is why we speak to you of the universal gnosis, of that divine power of beatitude, and of the Son of the Light. It is to that end that you must turn yourself towards the gnosis. That is the reason you, as a pupil of the gnosis, have devoted yourself to the gnosis. That is the reason you have decided that one day you will be Epistis Sophia. That is the reason why the Lamb, the living soul, appears and breaks six of the seals one after the other, and the multitude rejoices. But because of the breaking of the seals, intense disasters are poured out over humanity. Six severances need to develop in the inner life and in the outward life of every person. The most severe severance is no doubt the sixth tribulation that breaks loose over the candidate. Read the book of Revelation for yourself and try to verify it in your own life. This will enable you to know how far the process of Genesis has progressed within you, what you have already passed through, what you are possibly passing through now, and what you have shrunk back from until now. Obviously, every candidate of the Gnosis stands in a process of breaking up. Thus, all the six seals are being broken for every one of us. Finally, the seventh seal has to be broken too, for the last phase is nigh. That is always a critical point in the development of every Gnostic brotherhood, for the breaking of the seventh seal signifies such a tremendously dynamic process, accompanied by such an enormous unleashing of power, that first all the servants of the Lord have to be sealed upon their foreheads. Revelation chapter 7 tells us what the angel of the seventh ray says. He calls out, "Wait." He is calling out to the six other angels who have cast the six rays over the heads of humanity, and who now also have to realize the seventh aspect. The angel of the trumpet says, "Wait till we have sealed the servants of our God upon their foreheads," which is to say that the nascent soul, the basis for the new state of consciousness, must at least be put in place in the heart and the head. The first step to this will be the magnetic link with the Gnostic magic life, with the Holy Spirit, with the Comforter, with the universal Christ being. This bond of light will have to be totally free of dialectical blemishes. Only when that tie is established will the absolute ascent of the spirit soul human being be possible. The yearning in the human blood will stimulate and cause a corresponding mode of life. This longing for liberation supports and simplifies the process of giving form to the new mode of life, which is the only method of reaching purification of the blood and raising the level of its vibration with the aid of the pituitary hormone. However, you will understand that this longing of the inner being has to be supported consciously and intelligently because it is a magnetic state. Then, the organ of intelligence in the head sends out magnetic rays to which the radiation field of the gnosis, the superterrestrial field, responds. In this way, the magnetic link with the Gnostic astral field is realized. Firstly, from within via the reflection atom in the heart, and secondly, externally via the pineal gland in the head sanctuary. This magnetic link, which means being enlightened and which is experienced as the highest bliss, is a link between the nerve ether and the etheric field of immortality. It means total liberation from matter. In this way, you can consciously and immediately experience eternity in time. Fern Jan van Rijkenborg, De Gloria Intacta, P21, Rosa Cruz Pairs, Haarlem, The Netherlands, 1980.